You're listening to Talking with Ron Collins, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to another great edition show with Talking with Ron. I hope everybody's doing well. We have an action-packed show today. We got some great people lined up for the show. You know, I was thinking about something earlier, and, you know, it's the holidays now, so everybody's ready for the holidays and family and friends. And I was thinking about something. What means the most to you? Is it the holiday festivities, or is it the gifts, or is it truly being with family? You know, I was thinking about that, and I was wondering, and it crossed my mind. And it's just something to think about. So we open the phone lines always to you guys. You're welcome to call in. The number is 323-203-0815. And let me say this. I am overwhelmed for the great YouTube and the social media that we have gotten and the pour out. You guys are truly awesome. This is what made me get back into this. I did this a while back, and this is what made me get back into it. Wonderful people in America, all across America, and even outside of America. The pour in that you guys did in that chat, I could not hold it with you guys in that chat. The things y'all were saying and questionings, like, we're gonna have to do that again. But listen, on that YouTube channel, you guys really set it off today. It was amazing. The love that y'all poured out for me and this show was awesome. I cannot say this enough. And my host, Jennifer, who handles all of the bookings and the advertisement. Y'all can also reach her at any time at 702-475-7306. Once again, that's 702-475-7306. She handles all the bookings. She's awesome. They surprised me today and they flew into town. I did not know that, but they are here, and we'll bring her on later. They are here, and she handles all the bookings, and she's been on her job. She has booked me already. So we'll be in Houston tomorrow for a meet and greet and a host. So we do have that posted on the YouTube channel and Facebook. So we will be in Houston tomorrow for that meet and greet. Also, this wonderful, wonderful Jennifer, I can't say enough about her and being instrumental to this show. She has us booked for next Friday in New Orleans, Louisiana, hometown, for the Battle of the Bands and the Bayou Classic at the Marriott. Is that right, Jennifer? The Marriott in New Orleans, Louisiana. So come out. We will have T-shirts, cups, pins, raise actively for the show. We will come, and you never know who I'm gonna have. Like, you don't know what guests I'm gonna have, who I'm gonna have in on the show, and just there for the meet and greet. So that's next week, New Orleans, Louisiana. We will be there Friday for the meet and greet. We want everybody to come out and attend, and the love that y'all have been giving, like, I know it will be overwhelming to the Marriott in New Orleans, Louisiana. So we can't wait for that. We can't wait to see you guys. So that's one of the great things that Jennifer does. And once again, I'm going to say it again. If you want booking, hosting, myself, you can reach Jennifer at 702-475-7306. And also, let me just say this, Donna. Donna, we do speaking engagements, and Donna is over this, and she does a great job too. They're great people, and they came a long way. Las Vegas, that is. So they came a long way today, and I'm really surprised and overwhelmed to see them. Now, let's get into this holiday festival. We want to keep it light today. We don't want to get into too far and too much. We want to keep it light because the holidays are coming up. We want to keep everybody in a joyful spirit. And speaking of joyful spirit, I want to bring on, he is a great comedian. His due justice is not there, and it should be. He's this guy. When you see him, you will laugh. I guarantee you that. I want to bring on to my show, and I would just bring anybody on, Comedian Grossman.
Hey, what's cracking, homie?
Are you there?
I'm here. What's happening?
What's going on, man? He's a great friend, a great person. We do business together. And listen, man, you want to laugh, you got to see this guy wherever he is, crossing the country, tour coming soon. This guy's been on every single thing you could name, BET. I'll let him tell it because I think I'm talking too much on him, but he's everywhere. He's an amazing comedian. Y'all got to go see him. Grossman, what's going on today, man?
Hey, man, I'm good over here on this end, man. Glad to be on your show. Glad you can have me on your show, baby.
Glad. Don't do the New Orleans thing, man. Glad to have you on the show, man.
You know I'm going to do it.
you're going to do it. But listen, I ain't always in NOLA, man. Look, my first time going back to NOLA will be next week for the body class. And this was thrown on me. I didn't even know I was booked for it. So maybe we'll have you there too. You know, the body class is always a big thing, and it brings out a lot of people. So we got some surprises. Send me the contract, and I will do you a favor and burn it up. But okay, send it to me. So what do you have going on?
It's gonna have an S on the contract.
tell the people what you got going on, man. What's going on with you?
Hey man, I got a lot of stuff going on, man. Also, man, I'm gonna release my special in February, right before Valentine's Day, called No Home Training. So you just go on my page, man. Comedian Grossman on everything.
Yeah, and that's fitting too. No home training yeah. at all. That's fitting.
Yeah, man, I got dropped off at the fire station.
And tell the people some of the stuff you have done and been in and the accolades. I don't want to not toot your horn, but toot your horn, man. That's let the people know all over, like, you know, so they know, because you are, in my opinion, one of the greatest underrated comedians right now and headed to the forefront. I will put money on it. You can stand up against everybody and anybody at any point in time, and that's a fact, and that's something for me to say that on there. But tell the people some of the stuff you've done and been in. Like, he's no backyard comedian. He is one of the soon to be great comedians, period.
Yeah, man, I'm in several different movies, which is when I just did Dirty Third, Next Generation. Me and Cliff and Paul got a bit with him in there. And also they got a new movie coming out. I'm playing a pimp.
I don't know if that's fitting or what.
hey man, I wore that pimp out. You hear me?
I'm sure you did. Yeah,
they only gave me two.
I don't have a doubt about that, huh?
I said they only gave me two women, but I wanted four.
No, life imitate art. I don't want to get you in no trouble, so I'm not gonna say that.
It's a Slim Thug movie that's coming out, and yeah, man, he put me in it, so I'm in that movie also, man. And then. Yeah. I have a podcast called These Nuts.
Okay. Hopefully that's the peanuts, but okay.
Yes, yeah, it's peanuts.
Yeah, hopefully yeah. That's what that is. Hopefully that's what that is.
That's what.
So apparently he's freezing up, having a little technical difficulty, but we'll get him back on. But let's say this about this guy. This guy is I'm an investor with him, and I believe in him. This guy's been all over. Period. This guy's a great guy. He has toured the country with Ricky Smiley. And he's done amazing things, and he is headed, like I said, to the forefront now, finally getting his flowers, and he deserves them. You know, and that's, I think that's even in life. People, I think we sometimes forget the people, or we take them for granted, that's around us, including family members, you know, and that's when the holidays should, like, open our eyes and bring more to us. We take people for granted in this life that is around us, that we see them every day, or they do just the simple things. And that's men and women. And we kind of take that for granted a lot of times. And we shouldn't, because we all know life is short. The old saying, here today, gone tomorrow. But we shouldn't take great people and people who bring a value to our lives, men and women, for granted. And I think that's what has happened a lot of times in a lot of situations, you know, especially the country today and how we are. Everybody's on self mode and what's going on in the country and seeing what's going on. A lot of people just want to say, hey, me and mine. But I think this turn of events that this country has faced and dealt with makes us appreciate more the things that we didn't appreciate. And I think that's what makes it so special. And I know for me, these holidays makes it so special to be with family and great friends, period. I think that's a great adversary to have, and to have family and friends and move forward and love on the people that are loving on you. I know I sound a little mushy and cliche, but hey, on this show, we speak the truth. We speak what you want to hear. We speak what you need to hear. We speak what you're thinking. And I think one of the things is, it doesn't matter a race or color. We're all one. We're all people. And I think with great people, that's how we flow. With great people, great things, not color. And that's one of the things when we started back this, that we wanted to do. We wanted to be, let's cross all lines with all people. Let's make this a great United States with all of us as one. People are people, and people being people, we're all of us have fault, all of us have shortcomings, but people are people. And in general, when you have people that are people, you know, that's how we should operate in those standards. And I look at my own self and my own family, you know, and that's how I want to be, period. Great kids, you know, great life. But again, that's helping other people going forward. And that's what's the thing that's hard for my kid. I think we got him. I think we got Grossman back. Grossman, you got to get a new internet, man. You make too much of money. You make too much money, man. You gotta get a...
Huh? I'm transforming blue over here on our street. And so all the internet is messed up over here, man. So they won't be out to fix it to tomorrow. So we're doing like a hot...
So you don't have your own transformer? I find that hard to believe, man, in your mansion, that you don't have your own transformer and generator, man. So you gotta tell me another one. Now you're trying to be a comedian.
It's through the neighborhood. What, you want me to pay for everybody's house?
you got it, and apparently they don't know that, but I'm gonna spread it today. You got it. But so finish telling us like the things that you've done and you've been in and the movement. I know it, but I think the people need to know from you.
Yeah, man. So pretty much I've been in like several things. I'm still working on some things right now. And I was just going to be like, like I say, man, I'm working on a bunch of things. The podcast, what I'm really working on really hard right now is the podcast. And we're trying to get it jumping really soon. You can go on YouTube and check it out. It's pretty nice. Okay. And also I'm going to do another special called Go Home Training Part 2.
And tell them about your, I think it was your Tubi or YouTube special that you have or have coming out.
Yeah. That's one of them. I have like four specials. I just never released them.
Okay. Any plans to release them? Yeah, it's amazing. This man has all his money, and we can't keep a good internet connection. But he says the transformer blowed out. So I'm going to say this right quick while we have this moment for advertisement and advertisement on for the show and being on the show. You can reach out to Yara Sutton at 1-800-566-7000. 9071. That's for advertisement. If you want to be on the show live, or if you want your advertisement mentioned, it's 1-800-566-9071. For booking, once again, it's Jennifer. Bookings and speaking engagements is Jennifer 702-475-7306. I would think I would know that number by heart as much as I worry Jennifer, which she does a great job. Once again, I can't say more or about what Jennifer does. Great, wonderful person, and hopefully we'll get her on and maybe she'll say hi. She's camera shy. She don't like this type of stuff. She's a behind the scene lady. Moving on. As I was saying earlier, there are things that we as people can do to better improve and move on in this country. I meet great people all the time. I cannot express it. Today was a very good lesson for that. I met a lot of people online, and this was a prompt too by Jennifer, and I met so many people and my heart was overwhelmed, the love that they have for me, and I appreciate it for everyone. I really do. It was great talking to people, and I couldn't get to everybody, and I'm so sorry, but it was just overwhelming, and I thank everybody for that. Also, we got him back now. Okay, you gonna stay a little while now?
Yeah, hopefully. I'm using a flip phone.
So you still in the early 80s? Okay, all right. You ain't join us yet. You're still in the early 80s. Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to find, every time I lose the signal, I'll be looking for the signal, and I got to close back up.
So let me also say this on a serious note. So our show is not just having fun. We want to be light this week because it's coming up to the holidays. And I know a lot of times the holidays are stressful for people. So I chose to be a more lighter show today. Normally we're not. And if you know me and you follow me, you know I'm not. But I chose to be that way today. But let me say this. We're also coming up in the next 2 weeks. We will have some Wall Street people on, teaching you where to invest and how to invest your money, and where to start, because I think financial wealth starts with key investments in real estate. So we'll have someone in 2 weeks. We'll have several people on in 2 weeks that are actually in the stock exchange in New York. So that's one of the things that this show is about. We're about being informative, moving forward, progression, not staying still. But again, this week we are a lighter show, and that's why we are doing this. I brought a man on that I know is beyond funny. I don't like him, but he's beyond funny. He has been my friend and my compadre a long time, and now into business.
Oh, baby, you gonna talk to me like that, baby?
Hey, you don't want to start that trouble. I'm telling you, you want to stay away from that.
Ooh, Wally. Hey, Wally.
You want to stay away from that trouble, but he is a great guy. So listen, you got time to hang around with me today and be the co-host on this thing, man.
As long as my internet up, I'm here. If we go out again,
I was about to say. As long as your internet can hold up, we'll do it. So I have comedian Grossman. I have a great young man. Had a chance to meet him, see his products, see his line. His line is called Kieran, and his clothing line. He's a great young man, upcoming young man, and that's what we're about. We're about giving to the community, yeah, helping the community, but moving forward. And his name is Jaden Matthews, and we want to bring Jaden onto the show, and let's talk to Jaden and see what Jaden has and what's going on. Hey, Jaden, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
What up, Jaden?
Jaden, you have to excuse it. You have to excuse the person that's on the show, man. Listen, he just kind of fell in. So Jaden, tell us a little bit about your clothing line. what do you have with your clothing line and what's going on with your clothing line? Let the people know about it.
Right. So my clothing line is called Kira. We're about building a community, something a bit stronger than what you kind of find out in the world and in media nowadays. We're about high quality. We're about connecting. We're about pretty much everything that we've been missing currently. And we've been doing quite a bit of work. We've been operating for about 3 years now, and we've steadily built ourselves up, but we're now doing more than what we ever could have dreamed of. So we're out there and we're hustling.
Okay. And for the record, I met Jaden and I took a liking to Jaden, and great young man. And this is what we want for examples and positivity in the community and outside. And Jaden is just that. Jaden, let people know what do you do? Like, you're in school and so forth and so on.
Yes, so I am actually a full-time student. I'm a senior, and I'm getting actually ready to graduate in the spring semester. So we will be graduating, you know, moving on to bigger and better things. But the entire time I've been working. I've been starting my business, learning how to operate a business at scale, marketing, accounting, financing, investing, everything I've learned how to do while attending classes. And oftentimes when I tell people this, they're like, okay, that's a lot. You know, you're working, you're in school, you're running a business. How does somebody find the time for it? And I always tell them that you have to make the time for the things that you want in life. Nothing is easy. I stay up as much as I can trying to get things done, meeting deadlines. And it just comes with wanting to be better, wanting to be great. There's always something more that you can do at the end of the day. That's my philosophy. And so I applied that to myself. And over 3 years, I've learned how to design from scratch, sew from scratch. I didn't know anything. And 3 years later, now we're here. I've ran fashion.
Hey, what's your age? What's your age range?
I'm 22, actually.
Okay, what's your 20. Age range of making clothes for older guys?
For older guys, I would say we don't really have like a really high cap, but I would say, you know.
You know, pastors like a lot of buttons on their suit coats.
And I can understand. I think we make something for everyone. I will say that we are a bit exclusive in what we make. Not everybody can participate in what we have. I think that you have to have a certain mindset in order to be a part of something new, be a part of something great. And so with that, while I do make clothes that anybody could wear, only some amount of people will actually be able to understand why not everybody can wear them.
Okay, so let me say this, and Camille, you can chime in too. Grossman, you can chime in too. So let me say this. I met Jaden through his sister, Yara, and I think when you see the poise and the discipline that this young man has, he's a great example for not only people his age. Let's be real, some above his age too, that needs that discipline. But speaking from two entrepreneurs, Camille Grossman and myself, I can truly say this. You know, he has a discipline that is unmatched. And this is why the likings, we put him on, invited him on the show, because we don't usually bring people on. And so he is one of the great people, because and let's just be real, Jaden. So we actually had last week two short scheduled, and we had some scheduling difficulties, so he could not be on. And we had some schedule difficulties, so he could not be on. We'll get him at a later date. But to put you before him, That says a lot. It speaks volumes. But I think for young people, they need to know you can do it. And Jaden is doing it. Now, I got a question. Comedian Gross will probably be on this too. Jaden, where's our clothes, man? Like, what we get? Can we get some warm-ups or something, man? I mean, yeah, come on.
You know, people over 50 like wearing warm-up clothes everywhere.
Yeah.
All through the airport. Hey, listen, if you want to find out how old a guy is, he's going to have a warm-up on at the airport. That's to let you know he's 50 and up.
But, yes, of course, I got something for y'all. I try and have everything, you know, ready and available. And we make clothes for almost any type of occasion. So usually I got something that I've created. Feels perfect to walk around the airport in. You fall asleep on the airplane, and it feels like you're already wearing a weighted blanket. It has a big hood. You can pull it over your face if you even wanted to. Nobody will bother you. So I always make sure my things can be useful in almost any situation.
Yeah, I think that's needed when you just want a little peace and quiet and not having people in your face and you know all the time. So I think that is a good thing. And you know, having clothes and I noticed you said earlier your clothes are not for everybody. So what's the exclusivity about that? Being you have clothes that are just for specific gender, or it's for everybody but a certain type. And then back to my other question, hey, where's our warm-up, man? We can wear this all the time. Like, where is it at?
Right. So we try to have our clothes, both men and women can wear it. So, you know, it's any gender can participate. I try to make sure that the fit across every gender will be the same. That's something I always account for whenever I'm constructing anything. And then for, you know, who should or who can participate, why it's exclusive, it's due to the fact that we sell a high quality product. This isn't, you know, the run-of-the-mill hoodie you're going to wear, the run-of-the-mill t-shirt, jacket, pants, whatever it is. These are things that we're importing Italian wool for. We are handpicking every single piece of what goes into the clothes you wear, because we want to make sure that what you have lasts, that you spend your money on the right thing, something that's really an investment. You're investing with yourself when you're here with us. So,
and who makes your clothes, Jaden? Who makes your clothes?
I make our clothes. So I construct a lot of things by hand. I'm always there in the process. My hands are touching everything before it gets sent out.
You're gonna need some new hands after a while, though, right? Because I mean, that's a lot.
That is true. And for that, we have some very trusted people that have learned my process side by side. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to that, and for when we grow, we're in good hands. We are going to make sure that quality is kept, and there's no issue about that. So that's really what kind of makes us exclusive, is that we aren't what you're going to find just scrolling through the internet. We're something a bit more special, and that's what we really want to show people. And Ron, I have something for you too, so you know, don't worry about that.
Yeah, great. We need to see that. That's right. we need to see that. I have some upcoming appearances. Just was through on me, Houston, New Orleans, and Atlanta and Dallas. She just threw those other two on me on the phone, but. So yeah, I would like to have your clothing line, man, because like I said, I believe in your product. I've seen some examples and things of them. Also, we're talking with Jaden and Comedian Grossman. We're gonna open the phone lines up 323-203-0815. You're more than welcome to call in and speak to these guys. Well, we don't know yet where Comedian Grossman has went to. He must be doing some joking. So, but we do have Jaden on the line. So anyone wants to call in and speak to Jaden, you're more than welcome. We have him back. Oh, my God. Like,
it's going to probably do that throughout the day, because, you know, I'm out of service over here. So we're using the hotspot. Okay. And the hotspot just keeps cutting off.
Okay, well, we open the phone lines up if people want to call in and talk to you and ask questions. We've opened the phone lines up. Once again, it's 323-203-0815. And we're talking with Ron, but we have our very special guest on, Jaden and comedian Grossman. So y'all are more than welcome to call in. But also, Jaden, I wanted to ask you, you said you've been doing the clothing line for 3 years. How complicated is that to do that with being in school full time?
It can be very tricky. I will say it can be very tricky because, to be honest with you, learning how to design is it's in itself its own, you know, bachelor's, its own master's. You can go to school for this. So I'm essentially teaching myself two majors at the same time. And it just takes a lot of determination. It takes a lot of grit. Sometimes you have to keep your head down and focus on what you need to learn, focus on your work. That's the best thing is practice makes perfect. So I kept practicing and we're here.
So you're in college?
I am. A senior in college.
Oh, what school you go to?
University of Tennessee, Arlington, and I'm majoring in information systems.
That's gonna probably I apologize.
It's okay, but did you just fall out on the information? Did you just fall out on what he just said on the information?
I did. I fell out. I didn't hear you.
No problem.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Don't repeat it, Jay. I think he might be setting you up, Jayden. Don't repeat it. Though. You gotta watch this. No. It'll be tricky. So don't.
No, I ain't setting him up. I was asking what college you attend, and the time that he have to make clothes, man, this is a special machine you use to make clothes with?
Yep. Industrial machines.
No, you were going out on your mission. He said he hand do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he hand stitch. Damn. Damn, you must be foreign.
Oh my god.
See, when you go to the reason why he know how to stitch with his hand because in school you don't eat nothing but noodles, so he know how to get them noodles.
I can't.
Easy.
I can't.
Well, got a that's noodle what hand. It is.
It's easy to stitch. So, but. We, like I said, we on Talking with Ron, we will always have great people. We will have in the future celebrities coming on. But the thing about it is we want to give back. We want people who can also show people I can too. And that's what we have today. We have comedian Grossman. I mean, when you say started from the bottom or getting it in the mud, definitely a very good example of doing that and making it. Jaden, a great young man, 22, no trouble. Life is showing him good aspirations and paying him back, and doing it very well and in school with no excuses. So let me just say this to all our young people that listen, you can do it. And there's more to doing it than just being in sports as the avenue and the revenue. There are so many other things, you know, even myself as being a businessman. So there are so many other avenues you can go down. And that's the example of this. Going into the holidays when we talk about family and getting together with friends, this is what it's all about. You can do it. And it's out there to do it. There are more millionaires made behind the scenes than they are in front of the scenes. Right. So you can definitely do it. You can definitely do it. But Jaden, like I said, hey man, we're proud of you. Great example of a great young man. you know, and doing it, Comedian Grocery. I can't say more, man. Listen, we've been on this for a while now, and I can't say more about doing it as the example of doing it and the way you do it. You know, I can't say more about it. I mean, you've done it. You've been everywhere, period. I think we have our caller on. Jaden, I think he said where you located.
Oh, I'm located in Dallas, Texas. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
We have a caller.
What?
Hello.
Oh, okay. We got a caller.
We got a caller. Caller, are you there?
Hello. Yes. Hello.
Hello. Who? All right. You're on live. We're talking with Ron. Who are you?
Hi, my name is Deshaun.
Hello. Deshaun. Okay, Deshaun. What are you calling in for? Okay, I hear you. Where are you calling in for, Deshaun?
I'm calling in from St. Louis, and I'm calling for...
You broke up. You're calling from St. Louis. Yeah, he got the flip phone. Yeah, obviously. Deshaun, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Deshaun? Okay, yes. You call in for, you got a question for Jaden or Comedian Grossman?
For Jaden.
Jaden, okay. What's your question for Jaden? Are you a fan of Jaden, or have you bought Jaden's clothes? Or you just simply have a question about his line?
Oh no, I'm a very big fan of Jaden and his clothes. You know, I've been following him for like really the last couple of month and a half, and I've just really loved what I've seen. Just can't wait to see what else he has coming.
Okay. What have you bought from Jaden? If you don't mind me asking.
Oh, yeah. I bought one of the Kira hoodies from the last line. It was very comfortable. I love it. I wear it with almost all of my outfits. Well, not all of them, but, you know, the ones that I can pull off too.
Okay. So you've been following Jaden for a while now.
Yeah, a good little minute, because, you know, just as soon as I saw the brand, it just, I had to tap in, you know, just love the pieces he was putting out, great work that I really don't see in too many other people around, honestly.
Did you post yourself wearing his outfit?
Say it again.
Say, did you post yourself wearing his outfit and give him a tag?
Absolutely. He deserves all the honor for it, because, you know, he really puts his work into it, and you can tell just by the detail of it how good it is.
Jaden, Yeah,
I was getting to that. We're gonna definitely check it out as soon as he sent us some stuff, Comedian, that we can wear and rock around and travel. Thank you, caller. We appreciate you calling in, talking with Ron. You have a good one.
All right, thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, Jaden. What's your website that people can go to and see your line and order from?
So our website is forkira.club. That's forkira.club. Forkira Club.
Okay.
You're gonna see our moves.
What is your Instagram information?
That's going to be a club for Kira. So a club for Kira, ACLUBFORKIRA. You're going to be able to see all of our, you know, recent products out. You're going to see what we've done, some of our custom pieces. We've been working with a lot of large clients lately, so you're going to get to see some of our really, really eccentric work, and I'm excited for you guys to be able to find out what we do and how we operate. We make sure everything's of high quality, so as soon as you land on the site, you're going to immediately see and tell, hey, this isn't just a regular clothing brand. This is something a bit different. The more you look around, the more you'll feel at home, the more you'll learn about what we're doing. And I can't wait for you guys to join.
Okay, now, Jaden, I know you said you have some exclusive stuff, so we want some exclusive pieces now. We don't want to see Jim walking down the street with the same stuff on, so we want some exclusive pieces. I don't wear anything, so we definitely want some exclusive pieces. Comedian Grossman, if you can get off your schedule time frame there, sir. Tell the people your all your platforms.
I'm going to his site. I was going to his site trying to check his site out.
All right. Look at that. Jaden's got him buying already, man. He already on there buying it out.
I'm trying to see if he got anything over 50.
But Comedian Grossman, tell us some of your tell us your sites, where you can be reached at, booking information and all your social media sites.
Yeah, man. Comedian Grossman on everything, man. Facebook, Instagram. You know, just follow me on all social media levels, man. YouTube. I have a lot of stuff on YouTube. So then also I gotta go to Grossman Uncut. That's for the grown people. And you can check out some stuff on there.
Be sure to tell him that's double say that. That's for grown people, grown ears now.
I go to Dallas. I'm in Dallas all the time, man. I gotta get your information from you.
Absolutely.
And I'm getting ready to do the Spinderella comedy show up there in Dallas, matter of fact, this month. And I need to get your information from you. Maybe I can wear one of your outfits on stage.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
I like stacked jeans. You got any stacked jeans? I love stacked jeans, bro.
I can definitely make some.
Where you stack them at?
Anybody ask you something like that, still wearing white drawers?
Look, man, our audience is conservative now. You're going all the way to white.
You don't know what stacked jeans is, bro? Hey, man, we got to get you out of there, man. Hey, man, you got to come on, man. Hey, Jaden, don't worry about all his jeans, straight legs. Okay. He got jeans with no pockets in the back. He got cheap jeans on.
So listen. It is great to have Jaden on. It's been a pleasure, Jaden. We thank you. We're going to support you, the community, and beyond the community. Support what you're doing, and that's what we have to do. Support our young people. And let them know they're vibrant in everything they're doing, because, again, a little cliche, but they are our future. So we want to support them in every effort. And this is a great young man doing great things all the way around. Listen, it's been a pleasure, Jaden, having you on. And we are definitely, one more time, give the people your website to go to.
Yes, that's forkira.club. Find our newest releases there. We're actually going to release something tonight, so definitely be on the lookout for that. And our Instagram, our TikTok, our YouTube is a Club for Kira.
Okay, and no pressure.
Club for Kira, right?
Yes, a Club for Kira.
All right.
And spell that for the people too, Jaden.
ACLUBFORKIRA.
Okay. And hopefully, maybe you can give our audience exclusive with talking with Ron on LA radio a deal that they come through and tell you they heard it on here. But thank you so much, Jaden. It was a pleasure having you on, and we look forward to the great things that you'll be doing. And we will keep you in mind. And everybody out there, you go support Jaden, period. Thank you, Jaden. We appreciate it.
Jaden, tag me on my Instagram, Comedian Grossman.
All right, I will.
All right. And leave me your info. Yeah, man. Young man doing his thing.
Great young man. Yeah, man, doing it. And that's what we like. You know, you and I talk all the time. But that's the good part about it. You know, meeting great people and doing great things. You know, period, and moving businesses forward in the line of everything, and that's what you know, we need to do, period. And I was speaking earlier when you went out, the agenda of crossing everybody together. We're one people, man, no matter what. We're one people. And I know you know that from meeting people and stand up and traveling. You know, we're all one. You know, only thing separates us is nothing, to be honest with you, good and bad. But we're all one set of people. And that's the great part about this. And we have to learn that. And hopefully people are getting that message even more so now that we're one. We're one. We're one. We're one. We're one. And for a better society, we all have to be one. Comedian Grossman, anything that you want to say or extend out? Some places you may be going or dates. And I know that people can look out for you on your sites. But any other stuff that you want to pull out?
Just open up a comedy club in Beaumont, Texas on Silver Street. That's the old YMCA. It's Just Joking Is Back. So I do a show up there each and every Sunday. So make sure y'all come out to Beaumont, Texas.
Yes, Beaumont, Texas. What's the club again?
It's called, it's on Silver Street. It's the YMCA building. Okay. New Just Joking.
Okay. And you're there every Sunday?
Every Sunday in Beaumont.
Okay. Okay. And then let them know again some of your projects that you do have coming out in the future and what they can look out for you.
Yeah, man. In February, make sure you check out my special, man, called No Home Training. You'll see it. And also the movie I got coming out, Double Cup. I'm playing a pimp in that. And also you can go see the other movie I'm in, Dirty Third Next Generation.
Okay.
And Deadly Words also is about poetry. That's coming out. And also I got a new movie coming out. A Disney movie is going to be with, it's called Soul Circus. It's about kids that's in the circus. And it's about black kids that don't get the recognition in the circus. It's pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. You constantly moving. I know that, period. But yeah, you are constantly moving. And I thought I was going to have you in. I was scheduled to go to Paris Sunday. And I thought I was going to have to fly you out there for an event that I...
Hey, man, I ain't coming back. You fly me out there, I ain't coming back, mate. I ain't coming back.
Yeah. Listen, that...
Never go that far. I ain't flying back and forth. Like that. I'm going to stay there. You might as well just say, hey, one-way ticket.
And let me just ask you. We have just a few minutes left, but let me ask you something about what do you think about relationship these days?
What I think about what
relationship these days?
You should relationship if you ain't already married, then just date.
And why you say that?
Because there's nothing out there.
So you want people to just date and not find their person. You just want them to be out there just date.
Man, pop the balloon.
So you don't want the people, and the reason I ask you that because we have a show coming up where we have people who will be on the show that's been married 20 and 30 some years.
Why do you think you're still married?
I that's why we're gonna have them on the show to find out.
We're gonna find out
what is the longevity success. I don't think that's why they've been married so long, because in those times, you know, 30, 40 years, I mean, it was something out there. But I we're gonna pick their brain to find out. I'm very curious to know that. We got a show coming up with them and couples who've been married 30, 40 years, because I definitely want to know the new Jack secret on that. But listen. Tell them your sites, man. Tell them where they can see you and reach you at.
You can see me out there in New Orleans on Bourbon Street eating that.
Listen, you're not from New Orleans now. Cut it out.
In the N-O.
We got a minute left. Tell the people your sites, man. All right, now you're playing with New Orleans.
Just follow me, man, on Instagram, Comedian Grossman, Facebook for the people over 50. Comedic roast.
Man. All right, listen, man. Humbly, always, you know, it's love. We always get together and we do business, man. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. Hey, anyway, y'all see Comedian Grossman, go see him. I promise you, you're going to laugh till you can't laugh no more. Hey, man, it was a pleasure having you on. I salute you, my brother. Hey, once again, ladies and gentlemen, it has been a pleasure. We're going to wrap up a little early. It has been a pleasure. I appreciate each and every one of you who have tuned in with Talking with Ron. As always, again, our show was a little different today because we wanted to have it a little light because of the holidays, but we'll be back at it coming up, brother. But we wanted to be a little light and have a little fun and introduce some people who are actually doing positive things always because we're about positivity. Once again, thank you all for the love that was showed today on YouTube and the other social media sites. I'm sorry I had to leave so early off of them, but we had other things going on. But I just immensely want to thank everybody and everybody who tuned in and say they were going to tune in and listen, I welcome all the great questions because there was a lot of them, but I welcome all the great questions and talking to everyone. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Talking with Ron. It's been a pleasure signing off. And remember, love yourself first and then you can love everyone else.
You're listening to Talking with Ron. With Ron Collins, only on LA Talk Radio.